Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A judge is expected to announce his verdict tomorrow in a double murder case in Sioux City. Court records say the verdict will be handed down to 19-year-old Tran Walker. His non-jury trial ended in May. Walker's accused of killing 17-year-old Peyton Sullivan and 18-year-old Felipe Negron Jr. Police say Walker was in a car with the other two early last year when he stabbed Sullivan and then Negron when he tried to intervene. A friend of Walker testified the defendant said he wanted to talk to the girl about their breakup and that he needed closure. Sullivan's stepmother testified that Walker and Sullivan broke up because he didn't want her to finish school. A new South Dakota law is aimed at gaining an understanding of how many Native American women are missing or murdered in the state. The law, which takes effect on Monday, received unanimous support in the South Dakota House and Senate. The law requires the State Division of Criminal Investigation to collect information on missing and murdered Indigenous women and create procedures and training for investigating cases involving women and children. And a lawyer for the ousted Iowa Department of Human Services director says he'll file a legal claim alleging he was a victim of whistleblower retaliation. Jerry Foxhoven plans to announce tomorrow he is filing a wrongful termination claim with the state's appeal board. It's the first step toward pursuing a lawsuit against state government. His lawyer said that Foxhoven objected to a request to continue to have his agency fund most of the salary of the governor's deputy chief of staff. A spokesperson for Governor Reynolds said that Foxhoven never raised any concerns and that he was let go because she wanted to move in a new direction. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.